as this pasuk of Yisbuch Loid, up until that pasuk is talking about if a Jew is Matish a Korbin B'shas Isra Bamos, when they had the Mishkan already, so you know how to make a Bama, and the Jew also worshipped it, big grieving, he brought a Korbin B'shas Isra Bamos, that for this he's Chayav Korot. Sherei Onshin Oma, the pasuk says, Shenemrit says, V'yapesachoy Moed Lo Yevioi, so, and it says this, V'nichrusu is Chayav Korot. So Einu Shemana, we hear the Issa, we hear the punishment. Azori Minan, how do we, where's the Lav? Where's the law that you're not going to bring a korban on the bama? Bizman isra bamas. Bizman we have the mishkan already. Talmud 11, the pasuk says, "Ten talor lasecha ukir abavin." Like abavin learns, "Omer abiloi." The omer abavin, omer abiloi. That komokim shnemer he shomer. Whenever a pasuk says the word of he shomer, else the pasuk says ten. Like here it says, "Ten talor lasecha." It means a law that do not bring this korban on the bama. So there's a, this is the azara. Or else the al, the pasuk says al, ain't a well obliged to say. It means to say it's considered like a lav. This is the azara. So the psukim up until now we're talking about that somebody is matish a korbin, bizman isr habomis, and also he brought it on the bama when he's not allowed to. So for that is chayiv curse. Then mikan vielach, what are the rest of the psukim talking about? Mikan vielach umedaber v'kodeshim she'egdisho and b'shas heter habomis. Let's say somebody was matish a korbin. Checked it on a bama. But here, if you had the Mishkan up already, so now the bama sarasa. So now somebody takes this carbon and brings it on the bama, it's said mamish like he shefted it pachutz outside of Pnei HaSodah. Well, today there's this, today we have no hit the bamas anymore. Today it's only in his Makkah. Yeah, but once we had the Beis Hamikdash, that's it. Once we came to Yishai and built the Beis Hamikdash, ain't lehet the bamas later. There's no more hit the bamas. You have told me that the machloekes of the old kedusha l'shaito he holds its kitcha is bottle. If the kedusha was bottle, it could be it would be a heter bomus. It's a machloekes. Right? Now because the kilu who's the vech of the yasodim, ve'viim l'Hashem. Now the supposed to ve'viim l'Hashem. Instead, you're supposed to take this korban and bring it to the mishkan, bring it to Hashem. That's mitzvah sesei or mitzvah lesei. Now, how do we know there's a lav here that if you shecht it outside on the bama yichayiv? So we see with Dash and our Pasuk, Lo Yisbuch Lo Yedes Tevchayim comes to teach us that if you have this korban that you were makdishet bizman heter abomis, and now the Mishkan was put up, that you're not allowed to use the bama, there's a law not to bring this korban on your bama. So if so, we see we use this Pasuk for bamas. So after you tell me this is a Pasuk to tell me that if you were, you make a shchita in front of an avoyde zara, that you chayiv. So again, even here, Yochel Yeyonish Chorus, maybe for this source, the Yechayev Chorus, Talmud Leimano, Chukas Olam Tiyah, Zeus Lehem, that Zeus Lehem, V'lei Acheres Lehem, when Yechayev Chorus only, when you are Makdishit B'Shas Yisra Bomis, and you are Makdishit B'Shas Yisra Bomis, then Yechayev Chorus. But in our case, for when you are Makdishit, you had a right to bring it on the Boma. Only later, the Mishkan was put up, that now you can't bring it, you're only over allowed, there's no Chayev Chorus. But our co-partner of Takasha, how could we use the pasuk we use the Chloid to teach us that if you take a korban and shecht in front of Makulis, Yechayiv Nisa, even though it's not a derech, you're telling me anything that came to him, Yechayiv Nisa, this pasuk is used for something else. So Marim says we can make two drushes from here. Amarova, Kori Bey, Vula Yisbuchu, for Kori Bey, Vula Yoyd. The pasuk says, Vula Yisbuchu Oyd. So as if we put two parts to it, as if we put it, V'lo Yisbuchu, that's one love, and then V'lo Yoyd, so we can learn now two love from this pasuk. Say Nechanami, this pasuk is also teaching us that if you take a korban and you shecht it in front of any of our desire in the world, you'd be Chayiv Misa, even though it's not a derech over there, but since it's a derech came Pnim, for that you're also Chayiv Misa. That's this pasuk. Now the Mishnah says, Motza B'Roshei Mois, let's say somebody finds on the head, the top of these stones of Makulius, you find money, Rasus, you find clothing there. I Kalim, you find your tent, you find a plate there. Hare Elumatorim, let us take these home, and it's Mutta. Rashi says, Shainim Shalnoi, that the Mur says, it was not put there to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Because the locker is, something only becomes Asa Banoah with one of three things. Either it's not Avodah Zarah itself, here this hat on top of the Makulius is not the Avodah Zarah. or else because with it you worship the Avodah Zarah. Here not. The way they worship it is by throwing stones, not by putting money there. The other way is if it's noise. You have something that beautifies the Avodah Zarah, like charms, jewelry for the Avodah Zarah, that also becomes also banor. Here these three things have neither, therefore the mutter banor. Mashenkein parchilia novim, clusters of grapes, the Yitarash Shibolim, stalks made into crowns, the yenis, or wine, shimonim, oil, the siltas, flour, or else the whole davish kiyotze by krona gabi mizbeach osa. Anything that's brought the gabi mizbeach, that's called a takruvoi, kain pnim, something like it was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and this takruvas, since they brought it to worship the Avodah Zarah, it becomes osa banor. The Rosh says, minan emili, how do we know this? Omer adchia bar Yosef, omer abayshia, one pasuk says, "V'tiru eshikutzayim v'eskuleim." Look at these misa, these disgusting avodah zaras. Eight sveven made from wood and stone. Kesta the zor made from silver and gold. Ashurimor, that's with the goyim. That these things are also by no. The kosta v'chaim. Another pasuk says, "Loisach moed kesta the zor v'aleim." Do not take the silver and the gold that's on top of the avodah zara. So this pasuk is mashma. It's only also silver and gold. And the first pasuk is mashma, even eitz v'yevin is also. So it's a stira. Why in the second pasuk did it leave out eitz v'yevin? Ha-ketzat, imohem dum yedialeim. What's with them has to be like just on top of them.
In other words, these two psukim is like this. Ma'aleim, just what the pasuk says, lo'isach me'kes v'zov aleim. It means dobishonoi. It's only also b'hano if it's something is on it. But it's beautifying the Avodah Zarah is also, but shein is shenoy mutter. Here in this pasuk, it does not say eitz v'yevin. Meaning, even though you have something on the avodah zarah itself, if it's not there to beautify the avodah zarah, it does not become also b'hanor. Safi moim, the pasuk before that says imoim, even though something's with the avodah zarah, the same thing. Dovish shenoy yos, if it's something that beautifies the avodah zarah, then it becomes also b'hanor. But v'shein is shenoy, if it's not something that's beautifying the avodah zarah mutter, it does not become also b'hanor. Just because you put something down on top of the Avodah Zarah, next to the Avodah Zarah, it does not become Asa Banor. It's either one of two ways. Either because it's noise, it's beautifying the Avodah Zarah, but also like we had before, the Yisoidus of Takruvos, if you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah with it. But if not, just the fact it's found there, it does not become Asa Banor. The other one says, how do you know this? Just the opposite. The pasuk of aleihem is dumidimoyim. The first pasuk, ma'imoyim. Just like the first part, the first pasuk that says with it, it says eitz v'yevin. So komashimoyim. Anything that's with the avodah zarah, maybe anything you put next to the avodah zarah becomes also banor. So therefore, af aleihem. When the second pasuk says aleihem, also maybe kol shaleihem. Maybe anything you find on top of the avodah zarah becomes also banor. Someone says that can be, because in Cain, if so, lo yemer aleihem. What do I have to have the second pasuk for aleihem? I know it from the first pasuk imoyim. Like madach, something that's just next to the avodah zarah. You're telling me anything that's next to it becomes also banor. So pshita, what's on top of it becomes also banor. So it must be the drushes are the other way. That when it becomes also banor, even though it's next to or on it, it's only if it's there to beautify the avodah zarah. Then it becomes also banor like the avodah zarah itself. And then if the guy is in a bottle later, the yisr goes off it. Yeah. Now the Gemara is in our Mishnah Mois. Mishnah says you find money on top of the makulius. So why is it mutter banor? Look who dove shall know you. It could be something to beautify the avodah zarah. Amidvar Abianai, the kiss kosher for totally betzavaroi. Our Mishnah is talking about that it's in a wallet, just tied around his neck, so it does not beautify him. Therefore, it's mutter banor. Ksus clothing also dove shanoi could also be something to beautify him. Amishah's talking about that it's a folded over cloth that's just there to put on top of him, not to make him look nice. Kli utensils also dove shanohu. Amirapapa bischifulai mashkilto areisha. We're talking about you have this cup, Rashi says, like a washing cup that you wash your hands with, that you put on top of his head. So it's not there to beautify him, it's only you put down there. Therefore, the Mishnah says these things are mutter banor. Now, Omer Rav Asi bar Chiya, kol shulifnim menakil kolim. By regular, avoid the Zorah, that there are mechitzes, there are walls around it. So anything type of food you find inside the mechitzes, afilu mayim melech, even just water or salt, are osur. It's osur banor, because most probably they worship the avoid the Zorah with it. Since you find that inside the curtains, they worship the Avodah Zarah with it. It's takruvus. But chutzla kukolin, if you find some food outside the mechitzas of the Avodah Zarah, outside the curtains, then dovashon no yosef, it's there to beautify the Avodah Zarah, that's the limit before. Anything that's there to beautify the Avodah Zarah becomes asabanor. But shenu shono, if it's not something to beautify it, then mutter. Then since it's outside the curtains, it was not brought to worship, it was not takruvus, and it's not something to beautify it, therefore it's mutter banor. But Omer Reb Yosi Bachanino Naktinin, we hold Ein Kilkolin Lo Lepor V'Lo Lemakulis. To these two types of Avodah Zarahs, there's no difference whether it's inside the curtains or outside the curtains. In other words, Sir Moses Lemay, what do you mean to say? Ilam, if you want to tell Medafilu Pnim, even the food that's found inside the mechitzas of Baal Lepor and Makulis, Kechutz Domi, it has the same halacha like other Avodah Zarahs, like other Avodah Zarahs. We find the food outside. Fishorin, it's muta. Why should that be? Hash the puray meforim kanei. Like here by the Avodah Zarah pour, where the mamish make there in front of the Avodah Zarah, they let their waste come out of the body in front of it. See, if so, like they relieve themselves there before the Avodah Zarah. If so, for sure then mayim or melech lemekrevinalei. Shouldn't they for sure bring water and salt there, even though it's outside the mechitzas? So more said, Ella rather meant to say like this, Afilu chutz kifnim, here by Makulius and Tor, if you find salt or water even outside the mechitzis, it's also just like it would have been inside. Why? Dami v'yosa. Because like Rashi says, since here they're not noy covered to this Avodah Zarah, so there's no inyan to have it inside, therefore even though it's found outside the Koloyim, still we say it was takruvus, just they're not so much but about the mechias in front of the Baal Por or Baal Makulius. Therefore, even the food that's found outside the Avodah Zarah is also Asa Banor. We say it was brought for Teres Takruvus, it was brought for Korban, like for the Avodah Zarah, therefore it remains Asa Banor. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, the Mishnah that Nun Aleph of Abayz, the second Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Avodah Kechovim Shehoyu Lo Gino, or Merchatz. Let's say the Avodah Zarah owns a garden or a bathhouse, a merchatz. So locher is nenin mehem shloi b'tozo. A Jew is allowed to have enjoyment from this. There's no din hegdish by Avodah Zarah, even though the Avodah Zarah owns the merchatz, so what? But you're not worshipping the Avodah Zarah by going here, so it's mutter to use the bathhouse. But shloi b'tozo means you're not allowed to pay the kohenim, you can't give the kohenim enjoyment. But v'yein nenin mehem b'tozo. If you have to give them a yashikoyach, like saying to Kaimrim, the Galochim, or pay them, then it's also for a Jew to have this, because you're not allowed to pay the Kaimrim, the Galochim itself. What's going to be?
Can't you say thank you?
That's the question. It's a machlokes. Some say thank you, and some say it's paying the money that's also. But just saying thank you, it's mutter. What's going to be? Shehoyu lagino, the hoyu shelo b'shel achayrim. Let's say the Avodah Zarah and a shutter, somebody else owns the bathhouse together, so there are two people, then nene mehen ben b'toiva or ben shalei b'toiva. Then you're allowed to have enjoyment from the bathhouse, even though it means you have to pay them some money. Because again, this is to pay money, it's not an issue of the writer, it's like the rabbonim do not help the galochim. But since here there are two people involved, it's not even to pay money to go in. Now, avodas kechavim, shalei v'kechavim, asur miyad. If a guy owns an Avodah Zarah, it's also right away. As soon as the guy makes the Avodah Zarah, even before he worships it, it becomes also Bahanur. To show Yisrael, let's say if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, then ein asura shetavet. Our Mishnah holds that by a Jew, the Avodah Zarah only becomes also when he worships it. But by a guy, it becomes also right away as soon as he makes it. Now, Omer Abai, Abai says like this, what does the Mishnah mean, b'toiva and shlei b'toiva? That you're allowed to use this bathhouse that belongs to the Avodah Zarah, shalei b'teva. So b'teva means b'teva's kaimrim. And shalei b'teva means shalei b'teva's kaimrim. In other words, the afuke teva saiv deho tishori. That if you're paying money to come into this bathhouse, to the workmen there, that's okay. The workmen keep the money for themselves. They work there, they get paid, that's all right. It's only yasa to give the money to the galochim. If you give the money to the galochim, they're going to use the money for the Avodah Zarah itself. So your money is going to be used to make the Avodah Zarah bigger, nicer, that's also. As long as the money does not go to the galochim, then it's okay. Ika de Masel HaSeifa. Some learn this heter on the Seifa. It says in the Seifa, Hoyu Shelo V'Shelacherim. If this bathhouse belongs a partnership, half to the Avodah Zarah, and half to a private person. Then it says the Mishnah, Nenu Mi'em B'Teiva, V'Shelo B'Teiva. That you're allowed to enjoy this bathhouse, whether paying or not paying for it. So on this, Omer Abaye says, B'Teiva means B'Teiva Sacherim. And Shalei B'Teiva means Shalei B'Teiva Sacherim. That on the safe reason, that B'Teiva means B'Teiva Sacherim, and Shalei B'Teiva means B'Teiva Sacherim. So it's like this. Man demasti lo ha-seifa kol shukhein ha-resha. That for sure on the resha it's the same halakha. Either for sure on the resha you're not allowed to pay payment to the galochim. Madach in the seifa, when they're shutfist, there's another partner. Still he learns you're not allowed to pay the money to the galochim. So for sure in the resha, where it only belongs to the Avodah Zarah, for sure you cannot pay the money to the galochim. But a man in Master La Ratio, whoever learns this Chumra in the Ratio, Av La Seifa, but in the Seifa, Kivon Yika Cherim Ador, since there's partnership, there's another person involved, Av Bila Batevas Cherim Nami Shapadomi, that in the Seifa you're allowed to pay money even to the Galochim. So there's two Lishnis, what's Galocha? Are we Makel in the Seifa when the bathhouse is owned both by the Avodah Zarah and by another partnership? Is it mutter even if you have to pay money to the galochim? That's the first Mishnah. Mm-hmm. And the second Mishnah is no. Even in such a case with this partnership, still it's also to pay money to the church like to the Avodah Zarah, but by giving them to the galochim, because by giving them money, even though this partnership, but half of the money is going to be used for the galochim, which is going to use it to beautify the base of Avodah Zarah, therefore it's also. Yeah. Now, our Mishnah says, "Avodis kichovim, shalavi kichovim, asur miyat." So, masnisin man, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, like we'll soon see. Goes according to Rabbi Akiva. To Tanya, we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Avoy tavdun es kol amakoymos asher ovdu sham hagoyim." That he's supposed to destroy all the places that the goyim worship. So we dash, and this pasuk applies to the kelim shenishtamshu behem leavodas kechovim. Hakosim adabu. It's talking about utensils, kelim shenishtamshu, that served the avodah zarah. They used these kelim to serve the avodah zarah with. So now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, awesome, let's say they made these utensils, but v'loi gomrim, they didn't finish making it yet, or else gomrim, they finished making them, v'loi havim, they did not bring it. Let's say the shovel to clean the avodah zarah with, they did not bring it yet, or else Sevim, they brought it, but v'lei nishtam shivim, they did not use it yet. Yochi yasur, maybe should be yosu b'ano. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, no, asher ovdu shom ha-goyim, that the goyim worshipped and used these kelim, these utensils, to serve their avodah zarah. Then, therefore, the yosu b'ano. So the pshat is, shein asurim ha-chiyavdu, that the tashmishi avodah zarah is only also if the goyim worship them. Mikan Norma, from here was learned out that avoidus kechovim shlovi kechovim, that if a goy has an avoidus zara, not only the tashmishim, but even the avoidus zara itself, the idol itself, eina asura achet yovad, it only becomes asa bano if the goyim worship it. We'll soon see, this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. There's not like our Mishnah, that even an avoidus zara of a goy only becomes asa when he worships it. Achet yavdu. Of Ishal Yisrael. What about if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah? Then Asur Miyad, then it becomes Asur right away. As soon as the Jew owns it, whether he made it or whether he bought it, right away it becomes Asur Bano. Diva Rabbi Yishmael. These are words of Rabbi Yishmael, not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Chilaf Advarim. Change it around. Just the opposite. Avodah Kechov Mishlo B'Kechovim Asur Miyad. If a guy owns an Avodah Zarah or made it, as soon as he finished making it, it becomes asur bano, even before he worships it. V'shel Yisrael, if a Jew holds an avodah zarah, at shetavoid, it only becomes asur bano once he worships it. That's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Oh, mama, what we just say, the kelim shenishtam shubhem, la'avodas kechov makosim medaba, that this pasuk of avei tavdun as kolam akoymois is talking about kelim that were used to serve the Avodah Zarah. That's called Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Like they use the shovel there to clean up around them, the broom, what the Mishamish the Avodah Zarah with, is also Asur Bano. So we're asked the question, is that pshat in this pasuk, Abe Tavdin is called HaMakoymos? HaMakoymos Ksiv, it says places. Places means the ground. So we're not talking about utensils, we're talking about Makoymos, places. So Mar says true, but the main winyan Makoymos. If the pasuk cannot really be talking about really places, meaning mountains or hills, why? The Lo Mitzvah, because they do not become Masa Bano. If the Goyim worship Makoymos, places, if they worship a mountain or a hill, the mountain does not become Masa Bano. The still we have before, the pasuk says, Eloheihem al Hehorim, and Avodah Zarah on top of the mountain. And the Diyuk is, for Lo Yehorim Eloheihem, and not if they worship the mountain itself. The mountain itself, which is mechuba lekarka, attached to the ground, there was no tfisas yad adam. The man did not make any shinui, didn't change the mountain, does not become asa bano. So, therefore, this pasuk when it says abay tabdin is kol hamakoymos, it cannot really apply to a mountain to places because places do not become asa bano. So, what is the pasuk talking about? So, Mar says if it's not talking about really mekoymos, to nevinyan lekalim, put the pasuk.